He smiled. A giddy nervousness overtook her. She took a good look at him. His eyes were brown, a shade of brown she had never known. His skin was a different brown, a rich, deep brown. It reminded her of the chocolate squares in the gold foil her father used to bring home from work. She let each square melt in her mouth completely before unwrapping the next one. Until death do us part. It's supposed to be that simple. Marriages are supposed to last. Couples are supposed to be able to get through the toughest of times and have each other's backs until one of them takes their last breath. Problem is, that's not reality. That's my parents, even my grandparents, but not mine. My marriage was a sham from the beginning. New York City, New York, December 24th, 1952. The lights were out when they entered the hotel suite, and he didn't bother turning them on. There was enough ambient light in the room from the city outside for them to be able to do what they intended. He'd come up here for the sole purpose of seeing her. She was young, with blonde hair and a figure that rivaled Marilyn Monroe's. Most men could only dream of having a woman like this. "I find it interesting we keep ending up here, don't you?" I asked, looking her in the eye. "What do you mean by that?" she returned, rolling over and grabbing a pillow to thrust under her head. "Sounds like the intro to a where's all this leading conversation," she responded. The rain was becoming more torrential with each passing minute. "I think you know me better than that." "On the contrary, I know nothing about you," she responded. I leave my hiding spot to get a closer look, and my eyes widen at the sight in front of me. A girl, covered in blood and ash, lies completely still, broken and bruised. A ray of moonlight cuts through the smoke, lighting her like a fallen angel. As I take a step closer, only one thought crosses my mind. Who is this beautiful she-wolf? Showing face was how my dad liked to describe intimidating people. When they don't see you, they can't fear you, is what he always says. So, yeah, I learned from the best, I'd say. But the last time I'd been in Paris, I was there with the one who fucked me up. The one who took my heart and dropped it off the fucking Eiffel Tower like it was a piece of chewing gum. And we were there shopping for her wedding dress, the one she nearly wore down the aisle, on her way to me. "Oh, right. One third of a date, and I'm to call you Daddy? Yeah, that'd be a big old no." She giggled again, his playfulness discernible even across the texts. She snapped a picture of her painted toes peeking out of the bubbles against the far side of the tub and sent it to him. "This is all you've earned," she texted.